I've been battling for 15 years with this, and the problem is it is an addiction. They get addicted to it. He's tried going back onto cannabis from skunk, but he can't. He's now been 6 weeks off skunk, and when he comes off, he goes into a severe depression. He gets paranoia. When he gets so severely depressed, he shuts himself away in his room. He doesn't answer the door. He doesn't answer the phone. He doesn't eat, nothing. We end up getting the police go around, do a welfare check. They break his door down. They take him to hospital because his life's at risk. They discharge him. The only way he can feel better is to go back on it. And it's just a vicious circle. That there's no help out there for them.
You said earlier that you don't know whether he's alive or dead.
At the moment, he's shut himself away again. And we've had 72 hours now where he's not answering the phone and he's not answering the door. So we're at the point of now calling the police again.
Presumably every time he gets into this kind of state, it starts a panic in you.
Yeah. I don't want my son to die, but sometimes I think he would be better off dead because he does not have a life.
That's a very, very, very strong thing for a mother to say about her child.
It's not an easy thing to say either. And the worst of it is, people, they treat you like dirt. They think it's dirty, so they stay away from you. Your friends leave you when they find out your children are involved in drugs. It's, you know, because they're worried about how it's going to affect them. And, you know, and everybody deserts you. You're very much alone dealing with this and fighting with it day after day. You blame yourself. You know you're not to blame, but you do blame yourself. You have sleepless nights. You know, I feel like I'm on the brink of a breakdown sometimes through it all, but I have to pull myself back up because I've got to be strong for my son because nobody else out there gives a damn.
Where do you see his future?
He hasn't got a future. He just hasn't got one.
And how does that make you feel?
As a failure. A total, utter failure as a mother. That I can't protect my child and give him hopes and aspirations for the future. I want to see him smile. I want to see him laugh. I want to see him have a relationship. You know, and I just want him to see do normal, everyday things. I do not want to see this person who is 6 foot tall, weighing 7.5 stone because they haven't eaten for months, a shadow of his former self who you can't hold a conversation with. You know, he can't focus on life. I don't want that.
Susan, thank you very much indeed for your call this morning.